Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
After a few months enjoying the confident pre-release trailers, Jules and I were invited down to play The Outer Worlds, enjoying a two-hour chunk where we had free rein to go wherever we wanted and engage with the game on its own terms, exploring one of its vast open worlds. We've covered our first impressions from that session in another video, but safe to say that we were kind of blown away. Obsidian's title has long been touted as the spiritual successor to Fallout New Vegas, embracing old-school RPG systems to fill a gap that Bethesda have moved away from over the past couple of years. The Outer Worlds wears its desire to dethrone Bethesda on its sleeve, and if the entire game is reflective of the couple hours we played, it might just be able to do that. But before we get into it proper, I just want to say that I actually do love Fallout 4. In fact, it's the game I've put the most amount of hours to in my entire life, but I think we can all recognize that it wasn't without its flaws, and Obsidian have made an admirable job to not repeat those same mistakes. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and this is The Outer Worlds, 8 reasons it's already better than Fallout 4. Number 8, companions feel even more fleshed out. Companions had been a staple of Fallout for a while, but the fourth game pushed the feature even further, giving each character far more dialogue, their own unique stories and quests, and all around tried to make them feel like real-life people and not just extra storage for when you were over-encumbered. The Outer Worlds, however, is taking this system to the next logical level. All the hallmarks of the regular companion system remain: the two people in your party at any given time, the unique personalized quests to tackle, and individual combat styles to be utilized, but every element feels even more robust, with a couple new features thrown in for good measure. For one, they're even better in combat than ever before, not only because of their signature weapons, but because each has a special ability you can activate with the push of the D-pad. In general though, the companions I spoke to at least simply felt like a larger part of the world than ever before. At one point during my playthrough, a companion in the party ran into someone they knew out in the wastes, kicking off an emergent conversation between them that felt so rewarding to naturally uncover. They made the world seem even more dynamic and lived in, and that's essential for an RPG like this. Number 7, quests aren't just checkboxes. Though Fallout 4 still had a wealth of varied creative content to tackle, it did admittedly rely on some pretty basic quest structures for a good chunk of its side missions. Everyone remembers Preston Garvey's constant nagging for you to do procedurally generated busy work for him, while other missions required you to find specific items or build certain structures, essentially little activities without any real story behind them. It was never as bad as, say, an Ubisoft game, but at times it did just feel like you were mindlessly checking items off a list while completing quests, rather than actually engaging with the game in a genuinely substantial way, being told to do things rather than discovering them for yourself. Even in the few hours I spent in The Outer Worlds, though, that doesn't seem to be the case here. While you, of course, still have quest givers, each mission felt varied and didn't just have one static way of completing it. Likewise, more often than not, missions would begin in an emergent way, rewarding you for simply interacting with the world. Whether this came from listening to a man claiming he'd found a dead body or trying an intercom at a random settlement and discovering someone in need on the other side, missions always felt spontaneous rather than gamified and fed through the UI. Number 6, character builds have way more depth. While aesthetically no two people who played Fallout 4 would look identical, they probably would have ended up with pretty identical character builds. Instead of letting you tweak individual stats each time you leveled up like in Fallout 3, the sequel instead tied your attributes to the special system, and then used perks to incrementally increase attributes like accuracy, power, and defense. It was fine, but it felt a little limiting and a step back from the previous games, encouraging you to be a jack of all trades rather than building a specific character with strengths and weaknesses. The Outer Worlds, however, essentially adopts the same system as New Vegas, giving you a certain amount of points with each level to directly increase specific attributes, which are also boosted by naturally using them. Likewise, the perk system gives you an extra boost, allowing you to unlock certain gameplay changes or buffs to features like inventory space and cooldowns. Throw in the floor system as well, which actually lets you trade off permanent debuffs for more perk points, and there's just more to consider when it comes to your character. And this is all on top of the regular weapon and armor systems you'd expect in an RPG like this. It seems you can really tailor your playstyle to your choosing, which is of course helped by the mission design itself, which doesn't seem to prioritize one specific answer to a problem over another. Number 5, dialogue options are more robust. One of the biggest complaints coming out of Fallout 4 was how the new dialogue system limited player choice. By opting for a voiced protagonist, it meant that the freedom Bethesda usually had in crafting dialogue exchanges had to be reined in slightly, as paying and recording a voice actor to bring these lines to life all had to be accounted for. It gave your character a distinct voice as well as, well, an actual voice, but it also made the responses vaguer, with only a couple binary ways of engaging with someone. In contrast, Obsidian haven't attempted to give their protagonist a voice, and instead dialogue is handled in the classic Fallout way, with a whole batch of varying responses to choose from depending on the conversation. Not only does this deepen the role-playing possibilities, as there's more than just good, bad, and neutral dialogue options, but it deepens the conversations themselves, and allows you to discover more about these characters and the world. Pursuing different dialogue trees and saying the right things in the right situation can unlock elements of quests that weren't originally signposted. While talking your way through missions isn't only based on your charisma, but other skills which opens up dialogue even more. It's awesome, the writing is solid, and it increases the role-playing possibilities massively. Number 4, you don't have to shoot your way to victory. Complementing the robust dialogue system is the design of the quests themselves, which thankfully factor in a whole bunch of solutions that aren't just shoot the man to win. Fallout 4 sadly suffered from this kind of quest design, and for all its bluster that you could play the game any way you wanted, it struggled to support approaches to missions that weren't combat-based. While The Outer Worlds hasn't remedied this entirely, as a lot of the exploration outside of missions will no doubt have you running into gangs of aliens or mercenaries that need to be forcefully put down, for the most part there's a whole bunch of freedom inside quests to complete them without firing a shot. Whether that's by simply using stealth, talking your way through problems, making use of tech skills or natural charisma to pass speech checks, or using your wits to effectively vacate an area to complete your objective. For instance, in one mission it was possible to hack into a pump system and gas the marauders inside. There's always a multitude of ways to go about finishing quests. Hell, a solution to one mission after finding someone stuck behind a locked door was literally telling them to push the handle up and open it from the inside out. It sounds basic, but when these solutions are discovered naturally, it makes quests feel much more personal. Number 3, combat is robust and impactful. However, while you don't have to shoot your way to victory in every single quest, you might actually want to. because the combat in the Outer Worlds is surprisingly good. Not only was the gunplay the weakest element of both Fallout 3 and New Vegas, but Obsidian haven't tackled a big open-world shooter like this in the years since working on Fallout, so there was some worry that the gunplay might have felt a little undercooked or secondary to the exploration and dialogue options. Fortunately though, that is not the case, and everything from the weight of the weapons to the fluidity of movement makes engaging in combat a complete joy. The enemies are varied, with plenty of colourful aliens to take on as well as your regular goons with guns, and there's a decent amount of tactics to consider both during and before gunfights. The weapons as well are varied and customizable, while the explosive gore is enough to shock even longtime shooter fans. Melee is similarly punchy, and there's some devastating tools of destruction you can get your hands on to crush enemies with. The Outer Worlds was always going to be a great RPG, but the biggest surprise of the entire event was that it's also a great shooter. Number 2, factions have more nuance and history. One of the most defining features of Fallout New Vegas, even all of these years later, is the faction system. The Mojave Wastes were full to the brim with different settlements and gangs with their own motivations and cultures. Even better, it was more than just a case of these are the good guys and these are the bad guys, so choose a side, and you had to get to grips with the moral and political complexities of each one. Fallout 4 attempted to cast their major factions in similar shades of grey, but sadly a lot of that work came crumbling down once you had to side with one at the very end and destroy the rest, no matter how closely tied you actually were with them. Of course, there's no saying how the storylines of these factions will wrap up in the Outer Worlds, but even a taste of the selection on display makes it clear that Obsidian have attempted to grow what they established in New Vegas. Getting to know the iconoclasts or the inhabitants of Steeler Bay was a total joy, and neither were painted as straight up good guys or straight up bad guys. Number 1, there's a sense of wonder to the worlds. Fallout 4 made a pretty major step in the right direction when it came to the variety of its post-apocalyptic wasteland. Introducing some much-needed colour to the dour landscape, the sequel was decidedly more cartoonish than its predecessor, with clearly defined regions and interesting oddities like the glowing sea. The Outer Worlds, however, has the benefit of taking place across a bunch of multiple worlds, each with their own distinct look, occupants, and native nasties to kill. There's a real sense of wonder as you explore these uncharted areas, with the alien vegetation and popping colour making for some genuinely striking images. However, it's the overall retro space aesthetic that's the real winner here. Acting as a strange mashup of Fallout and Bioshock's signature styles, the art style of the Outer Worlds is so, so charming, packed with so much personality that already tells you a lot about the worlds featured in the game. Put simply, Obsidian have crafted environments that encourage you to investigate every nook and cranny rather than just rocket through them to get to the next combat encounter. All that it's missing is a killer soundtrack. I can't wait for you guys to play The Outer Worlds. I genuinely do love Fallout 4 and think it's a great game. It's just that The Outer Worlds seems to have that spark that it might have been missing. Either way, could you give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, though, I've been Josh, you've been watching What Culture, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.